Chapter 7, Electricity and Magnetism, Section 1, Electric Charges and Forces, for the reading essentials. What you'll learn. You'll learn how electrical charges apply forces. You'll learn what an electric field is. You'll learn how objects become electrically charged, and you'll learn how lightning happens. Before you read, what are two examples of how you use electricity? Read to learn. Electric charges. Many things use electrical energy. Electrical energy comes from the forces between the electric charges found in atoms. What are the charges found in atoms? Matter around you is made of atoms. Atoms are particles that are too small to be seen. They are less than a billionth of a meter in size. Every atom has electrons. The electrons move around a nucleus, as shown in the figure. The nucleus contains protons and neutrons. An atom has the same number of protons as electrons. Protons and electrons have electric charge. Protons have a positive charge. Electrons have a negative charge. The amount of positive charge on a proton is equal to the amount of negative charge on an electron. Neutrons have no charge. When is an object electrically charged? An atom has equal amounts of positive and negative charge because it has equal numbers of protons and electrons. The positive and negative charges cancel each other out. An atom can become electrically charged if it gains or loses electrons. An object is electrically charged if the amount of positive and negative charge are not equal. In the right column for the foldable, page 105, organize information, make the following foldable to organize information about protons, neutrons, electric charges, and electric fields. And that you can just use as a type of vocabulary. Page 106, the forces between charges. Two objects that are electrically charged exert forces on each other. These electric forces can bring objects together or attract them. They also can push objects apart or repel them. Look at the figure. If two objects are positively charged, they repel each other. If two objects are negatively charged, they also repel each other. But if one object is positively charged and the other is negatively charged, they attract each other. Like charges repel, and unlike charges attract. How does distance affect electric force? The distance between two charged objects affects the electric force between them. As the distance between charged objects increases, the electric force between them decreases. Suppose two electrons are moving apart. As they move farther apart, the force that repels them decreases. How does charge affect electric force? The amount of charge on two objects affects the electric force between them. If the amount of charge on either object decreases, so does the electric force. If the amount of charge increases, the electric force increases. Electric field and electric forces. Electric charges can exert forces on each other even when they are not touching. What happens when you rub a balloon on your hair and then hold the balloon a little away from your hair? Your hair moves toward the balloon. The balloon and your hair are not touching, but they are exerting forces on each other. How do electric charges exert forces if they are not touching? An electric charge is surrounded by an area called an electric field. The electric field exerts a force on other electric charges. Every proton and electron is surrounded by an electric field that exerts a force on all other protons and electrons. In the left column, page 106, number one, picture this. Highlight the direction of the forces in each example in the figure. And that's the figure that is straight across from number one in the left column on 106. Number two, think it over, apply. When two electrons move closer together, how does the force between them change? And number three, reading check, identify. What parts of an atom are surrounded by electric fields? Page 107. How can you describe an electric field? The electric field surrounding an electric charge is invisible. The figures show a way to describe an electric field for a positive charge and a negative charge. The arrows show the direction of the force the electric field exerts. The figures show the electric field at only a few points in space surrounding a charge, but the electric field is at every point in space surrounding a charge. And there you see the positive charge and also the negative charge, showing you the electric field. Making objects electrically charged. A balloon becomes electrically charged when you rub it on your hair. The balloon no longer has an equal number of protons and electrons. Electric charges move from your hair to the balloon. This is how the balloon becomes electrically charged. How does touch make an object electrically charged? When you rub the balloon on your hair, the atoms in your hair and in the balloon are close together. Electrons move from atoms in your hair to atoms in the balloon. This is an example of charging by contact. Charging by contact is the movement of electric charges between objects that are touching or in contact. The balloon gains electrons from your hair, making it have more electrons than protons. Remember, electrons have a negative charge, so the balloon is negatively charged. Your hair loses electrons to the balloon, making it have more protons than electrons. Since protons are positively charged, your hair is positively charged. The amount of negative charge gained by the balloon equals the amount of positive charge left on your hair. Picture this in the right column on page 107. Compare. How are the electric fields of positive and negative charges different? Reading check, number five, summarize. For charging by contact, what must two objects do? Page 108, static cling. Another example of charging by contact is the static cling your clothes can get when they are in the dryer. Your clothes rub against each other when they tumble in the dryer. Electrons move from one piece of clothing to another. This can cause pieces of clothing to stick to each other. Are there other ways to charge objects? What happens when you rub a balloon on your hair and then try to stick it to a wall? It sticks. Why? You make the balloon negatively charged by rubbing it on your hair. But the wall does not have a charge. Look at the figure. As the balloon gets close to the wall, the electric field around the balloon repels electrons in the wall. The electrons are pushed away from their atoms. This makes the part of the wall close to the balloon positively charged. The negatively charged balloon is attracted to the positively charged part of the wall. Charging by induction is the arrangement of electric charge because of the presence of an electric field. One part of the object becomes positively charged, and another part becomes negatively charged. However, the whole object stays electrically neutral. Insulators and conductors. Insulators are materials in which electric charges cannot move easily. Electrons and insulators are held tightly by the atoms and cannot move easily. Plastics, glass, rubber, and wood are examples of materials that are insulators. Conductors are materials in which electric charges can move easily. Electrons and conductors are not held tightly and can move rather easily. The best conductors are metals such as copper and gold. In the left column, page 108, picture this. Number six, circle the negatively charged part of the figure. And the foldables, you do not have to do the foldable at the bottom of page 108. That's in the left column. Page 109, static charge. When charging by contact happens, the object that loses electrons has more positive charge than negative charge. The object that gains electrons has more negative charge than positive charge. The imbalance of electric charge on an object is static charge. What is electric discharge? Have you ever walked across a carpet and then touched a metal doorknob? Did you feel an electric shock or see a spark? The spark is an example of an electric discharge. An electric discharge is the movement of static charge from one place to another. The spark you saw was the result of a static charge. How did this happen? Electrons move from the carpet to your body. Your hand then has an electric field that repels electrons in the doorknob. The electrons in the doorknob move away. This leaves a positively charged place on the doorknob. If the attractive electric force on the extra electrons is strong enough, these electrons can be pulled from your hand to the doorknob. The spark you see and the shock you feel are caused by this quick movement of electrons. What is lightning? Lightning is an example of an electric discharge. Air currents and storm clouds sometimes cause electrons to move from the top of the cloud to the bottom. The electric field surrounding the bottom of the cloud repels electrons in the ground. This makes the ground positively charged. Lightning is the quick movement of the charges between the ground and the cloud. What is grounding? A lightning flash has a lot of electrical energy. If lightning hits a tree, it can start a fire. If it hits a building, the building can be damaged or burned. Buildings are protected from lightning by metal lightning rods on their roofs. A thick wire is connected to each lightning rod. The other end of the wire is connected to the ground. If lightning hits the lightning rod, the electric charges go through the wire into the ground. Earth can be a conductor. Earth is so big that it can absorb a lot of extra electrical charge. The charge from the lightning goes into the ground and not the building. Making a path for electrical charge to go into the ground is called grounding. In the right column, page 109, reading check, number 7, identify. What moves from your hand to a doorknob when you get a shock? Reading check, number 8, identify. What acts as a conductor for a lightning rod? Page 110, after you read, the mini glossary. Charging by contact is the movement of electric charges between objects that are touching or in contact. Charging by induction is the rearrangement of electric charge because of the presence of an electric field. Conductors, materials in which electric charges can move easily. Electric discharge, the movement of static charge from one place to another. Insulators, materials in which electric charges cannot move easily. Static charge, the imbalance of electric charge on an object. Number 1. Read the key terms and definitions in the mini glossary above. On the lines below, explain how the terms charging by induction and static charge are related. Number 2. Write the letter of each statement in the correct location in the Venn diagram to compare and contrast charging by induction to charging by contact. A, objects must be touching. B, makes part of an object positively charged and part negatively charged. C, move electric charge. D, objects are not touching. E, makes the charge of an object positive or negative. Number 3. Since I didn't ask you to create the quiz, I'm not asking you to do this question at all. So number 3, do not do. That's the end of section 1, electric charge and forces.